There are few more uncomfortable moments in the life of an adult moviegoer than sitting next to your mother or father and watching something that mom or dad just should not see. At least, not with you. Blue Velvet, especially the scene with Dennis Hopper and Isabella Rossellini, or Pink Flamingos. Movies that are aimed at adults are usually not successful family fare. Maybe the MPAA rating should try a no parents rating for when children's discretion is advised. So if this weekend you're searching for a movie to watch with Dad, our entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell suggests that you rent
The Yearling with America's Father, Gregory Peck. Although I always thought PG meant parents gone.
All right, we'll try and nail that down. That, of course, is our entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell. The Yearling stars, of course, Gregory Peck, who died this week, along with Jane Wyman and Claude Jarman Jr., and, by the way, a fabulous performance by a deer. Why do you single out The Yearling?
It's funny because I guess this came up before I'd heard about Gregory Peck's untimely death or unfortunate death, and it's one of my favorite Gregory Peck performances because he seems like he's really a part of it instead of sort of standing out in that way that always signals how upright and decent he is. It's a kind of an underplayed, subtle decency and a real family and this real kind of basically sort of interchange between the mother and the father. And just the toughness of Jane Wyman as a mother is just really something.
Let's explain the plot a little bit. Gregory Peck plays a former Union soldier who is raising his family on the frontier. He's homesteading.
Yes, and his son basically develops this relationship with this deer that becomes incredibly destructive to their homestead. Something has to be done about it, and I don't want to give it away, but I've never seen that movie in any household where by the end there just weren't tears, and not cheap sentiment, mm-hmm. but actual tears about a kind of maturity that has to take place for everybody. It's about sacrifice, which the whole movie is about.
You know we depend on our crops to live, don't we?
Yes, sir.
We can't go on having them destroyed one after the other.
No, sir.
And you know there ain't a way in the world to keep that wild yearling from destroying them.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Take the yearling out in the woods and tie him. And shoot him.
Paw!
When you talk about seeing the yearling for the first time, for people who think that it might be dated or has nothing to say to them, you were watching that film as a young man in Detroit, which is a long way from the homestead.
Well, we kind of did some homesteading in the project, so that's another conversation, I think. Yeah, of course it was. But my dad came from the South. My dad came from the country, from Mississippi. Both my parents did. And mm-hmm. certainly when that movie would turn up on Sunday afternoons, we'd sit and watch it together, and he'd tell me about what his life was like as a kid. I mean, and just how tough it was and how hard it was to work the land. And the fact that you did grow up because of that, you did sort of find out what it was like to be an adult, and you didn't necessarily leave your childhood behind, but you remember that moment at which you understood what it was like to be an adult.
Elvis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell, who also writes for the New York Times, speaking from New York.